Yep. Okay. Tafresh Sadi, we're in Sip Yadalid. The Machaber says, "Ain medakting in b'ta'o yoseha." There's an opinion which says that we don't need to worry about any mistakes when reading the Megillah. And even if you read a bunch of mistakes, as long as you read the entire thing, you're okay. The other opinion, that's only if it doesn't change the meaning of the word. That's only if the meaning doesn't change, like Yehudim and Yehudim. But if the word that you make a mistake on changes the meaning, so then you would have to repeat it, such as Yoshev or Yashav, or Nofel and Nafal. Those cases where it's like you skip the word entirely and you have to go back to read it again. So we have two opinions, whether you have to make such a correction or not. And obviously, we should be machmir to follow the opinion that says that you would need to go back to correct even any mistakes which you made. Okay, maybe even if it doesn't change the meaning. But there are some words which we're not sure how to read them. And that's why we repeat them. The two examples are Lahashmid laharog ula abed, and Lahashmid vilaharog ula abed, and Ve'ish lo amad bifnehem, and Ve'ish lo amad lifnehem. So the question is, those times, how much do you have to go back? So some say that you should repeat the whole phrase, some say you should repeat just that word, and some say you should repeat the entire pasuk. So different opinions, what has to be repeated. Might be a tircha to do the whole pasuk. I'm going to go to Chatzim Sofer, what's to do the whole pasuk, but different opinions on what should be repeated, but those are the two examples. There are other people that do it for every kriyuk siv. Don't know where that comes from. Okay. Siv tazvav. Tzarech lomar aseres b'nei Haman, v'aseres hakol b'neshima achas, v'hodia shakulam nergu v'nisul ke'echad. You have to say all 10 children of Haman and aseres b'nei Haman, those words, all in one breath to show that they were all killed as one. Rama says,
v'davka l'chadchila. They were all hanged.
Okay, this is only true l'chadchila. B'di'evit im hipsik b'neim yatza. People make a really big deal about this, saying it all in one breath, but b'di'evit, if you don't say it in one breath, you're still yotze in the midst of reading the Megillah. L'chadchila nogim lo rishima achas, b'nichilis chamesh meos ish, espar shandasa ad aser. So l'chadchila, we try to say the whole thing in one breath. The Mishnah Berurah says that, he quotes the Chayyadim, who says that there are some places that everyone says the Aseres B'nei Haman out loud, not just the guy who was reading, and he says, this is not a real minhag, and everyone should just listen to the Shaliach Tzibur who is reading the Megillah. However, the Minhag Olam is clearly to say, for everyone to say it, so why is this true? So the Aruch HaShulchan says it's because this is the Iker HaYeshua. The fact that they were killed is the Iker salvation. So just like we say the four psukim out loud of Geula, so too we say this out loud. But the Tzapnas Panech says that's not why. Rather, it's because you can't be Yotze this saying it in one breath with the Chazan. You can be Yotze the mitzvah of reading the Megillah through Shomei Ka'oneh, but you can't be Yotze saying it all in one breath through Shomei Ka'oneh. So that's why you're saying it yourself. The Chazan Ish, though, disagrees. And the Chazan Ish says that you really can be Yotze saying it all in one breath with the Chazan also. And the Har Tzvi says that this is a big machlokas in the Achronim, whether this is true or not. The Chuvah Sanhago says the reason we all say it to ourselves is because we're afraid that maybe when the Shaliach Tzibur says it, he's going to skip over a word because he's going to try and say it all in one breath and he's going to be so quick, or he's not going to read it from the Megillah when he's saying it because he's trying to get through it all in one breath, so he's going to lose. So that's why we say it ourselves, to make sure that we do say the entire thing. Again, though, it does seem to be the minhag to do it, but you don't have to make the biggest deal about it, and you can be yotze. The Pasha says you can be yotze with the guy who's laning from the Megillah, as long as he says it all in one breath. But you have to make sure though that you read it from the ksav. You can't go too quickly. You have to be reading it from the Megillah. Sifta Zayin, Tzarech Shiyomar Arur Haman Baruch Mordechai Arur Zeresh Brucha Esther Arurim Kol Obdei Kochavim Bruchim Kol Yisrael V'Tzarech Shiyomar V'Gam Charvona Zachar Latov, and that's what we say after the Megillah. Sifta Zayin, Mina Kol Yisrael Shakori Kore Uposheit Ki Igeres Laharos Hanes U'Kshe Yigmor Choser V'Korcha Kula U'Mavarech. The Mina Yisrael is that when we read the Megillah, we lay it out entirely, unfold it. You fold it up, but it's not like a scroll. You fold it like a letter, and when you finish it, you should fold it back up and have it in front of you. The Mishnah Berurah says that if an individual is reading it from a Megillah, they don't need to lay it out nicely. You can have it rolled up. You should make the bracha when it is still, the Megillah is still in front of you. The Rama says, Yesha kasu shenogin lomar dal psukim shal gula b'kol ram, hainu ish yudi mordechai yatza lehudim ha'isa ora, ki mordechai yehudi, v'chei nogin meninos elu. The minhag is to say the four psukim out loud. The Mishnah Berurah says it's because of simcha, because we're so excited about these things. However, we saw earlier, a different reason is to get the kids to pay attention, which is usually the answer by Pesach. Now it's the answer by Purim. The Ramah continues, Hachasan Choser V'Koryasan, then the Chasan repeats them. Od Kasu Shenago Atinokos, Latzur Tzuris Haman Al Eitzim V'Avanim Alichtov Shem Haman Alein U'Lakosan Ze Al Zeh Deshe Yimach Hashmo Aderech Mochot Timcha Zecher Amalek V'Shem Rishayim Yirkav. So you put it on your shoes, step on Haman, etc. Do whatever you can. Mishnah Berurah says, when you say Balayla Hu Nadadash Shenas HaMelech, you should say it out loud, because that's where the miracle begins. And when you say Igeres HaZos, you should shake it. One more point we forgot, the Baralacha says, as we said, Lechachilu, you should make sure not to make any mistakes when you're reading, and you should go back to repeat whatever you can. However, he says, Mikol Makom, Kevan Shamachaber, Tala Davar Zebeshtei, Deas Kalashanatur, Yesh Linko Techozer Ve'enu Mevarech, you shouldn't make another bracha. Even if you make a mistake on a word that changes the meaning of the word. The Chayyadam says, obviously, like everyone else, that you should go back if you make any mistake.